Okay, let's begin. we are in Perek Tes in Hilchos Ishus, and we left off with Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin, I mistakenly mentioned this last time, but this actually is the case. Halacha Yud Zayin is going to take up a case where there's an issue with the shaliach who was appointed. Whether, and you'll see in the first case, the mistake, well, I don't say mistake, but a doubt that emerges when it comes to competing claims between the shaliach and the person who appointed the shaliach. So the Rambam says, Halacha Yud Zayin, Ha'osis shaliach l'kadesh lo isha. So if a person assigns appointed shaliach to marry, what do you call it, to marry a woman, the halach v'kit shal atzmo. Now, of course, what does the shaliach do? He figured this and this woman's better for me. He's mekadesher. Harezu mekadeshes shaliach, right? So even though the shaliach was supposed to be fulfilling the objective of the person who sent them, the ham b'shaliach, nonetheless, since he did the kiddushin on his own volition, it's considered a good kiddushin. V'asher lasos came, but nonetheless, he's not allowed to do this. I mean, obviously he can't do this. So while the guy is a complete, you know, bum for going ahead and acting in such a manner to undermine and overturn the wishes of the person who sent him, ultimately the kiddushin is still a good kiddushin. Same case, you make a shaliach to marry a woman and he goes ahead and does it on his own. Hashaliach omer la'atzmi kiddushtiya. Okay, so now you have a question. There's a suffix that emerges because we're not sure if the shaliach went ahead and was mekadesh the woman for the shaliach or for the person who sent him. Okay, and we're unsure. Okay, so imlo asa shaliach be'edim. So let's say the edim did not. Let's say there were no edim when the shaliach did this. Hari shaliach aser b'krovoseya. Right, so now the shaliach is prohibited to her relatives. V'imotaris b'krovav, but she's allowed to his relatives. Right, so there's an issue there. V'aisha asura b'krovei hamashaleach. Now the woman's forbidden to the relatives of the person who sent the shaliach. V'hamashaleach mutar b'krovaseya, but the person who sent the shaliach would be permitted to her relatives. V'mehochzach hashaliach be'edim, harezu mekadesh l'rishon. Right, but as long as if the shaliach's status was created, meaning he was sent on his mission in front of witnesses, then he's considered as if she's married to the mishaleach and not to the shaliach. So that's one situation of suffolk by the shaliach case. Now let's say halach yotes amra, she says ani yodas miniskadashti im l'shaliach im l'shlucho. So she says she doesn't know whether she was married to the shaliach or the person who sent the shaliach. Im lo huchzach hashaliach be'edem or izim kadesh l'shasheni. So if she was not, if the shlichus wasn't set up in front of witnesses, then in this case, she's mekadesh to the shaliach, okay? V'mehochzach shehu shlucho, shnei nos get. But let's say there were witnesses, then that were there witnesses at the time who was made shaliach, then both men have to give her a get. V'imratzu echanos get v'achakones. Or one could divorce her and one can go ahead and marry her. Halacha chaf. Now, ha'isha she'asasa shaliach l'katsha. Let's say a woman appoints a shaliach to go ahead and get her married. V'halach v'kitsha, right? He goes ahead and does it. But while he's on his mission, uve'es halichaso bitla hashlichus. Okay, so what happened while he was, she sent him to, what do you call it? She lives in New York. She sent him to Eretz Yisrael to accept kedushin on her behalf to whatever. Now, while he's on the plane, what happens? She decides to nullify the shlichus completely. Okay, v'chazrapa. The problem is, we don't exactly know, okay, when the kiddushin was received by the person the shaliach was seeing or not. Okay, so let's assume the shaliach already got to Eretz Yisrael. Harezu mekudeshes misafek. Since we can't know, we can't pinpoint it, today is obviously a lot easier. But back then, since you can't pinpoint the actual time, it's mekudushin misafek. V'cheina ish sha'asa shaliach v'chazrabo. So too, if a man sent a shaliach and changed his mind during the shalichah. So the point is that you could have a kedushin b'safek here when the shlichus is nullified, but you don't quite know when the kedushin, when the kedushin took place by the shaliach versus the person acting after they got rid of the shlichus. Halacha chaf aleph. Okay. A little bit of a different case. Hamekadesh achas michamish nashim. So what does a guy do? He got married to one of five women. Ve'ini yodea ezem hen kidesh. But he's not sure which one of them he married. V'chol achas v'achas omeres osi kidesh. Now, lucky guy. All the women that he thinks he might have been married to, each one says, no, he's married to me. He's married to me. He's married to me. Asur b'kovos kulan. He's forbidden to all the relatives. And you must divorce each one of them. But it's sufficient for him to have only one ksuba to give all of them. He doesn't have to give a ksuba, meaning a financial repayment to each one. Okay, now let's say he went ahead and had sexual relations with one of those women. Then the chachamim came up with a knas, a fine, that he must give a ksuba to each one of those women. Right, but this entire situation is only applies where, let's say, there was a ksuva written and it was lost. Avda the chol achas v'achas omeres, and each one of the women is saying, "Ani he shekideshtani v'kosevus liv avda ksuvasi." Right, so each one of the women are actually saying, in other words, he's just qualifying the case that they're all making the claim that he's married to me and that he wrote a ksuva for me, but the ksuba was lost. And we'll get into a little more how obviously hilchos ksuva work when we get the ksubas. So this is going to start a little bit of a different question. Again, we're dealing with suffik here, but there's a different kind of suffik. A kol is a whole other halachic topic. How kols work. But a kol is literally obviously means a voice. In this context, it really refers to the best way to translate it is a rumor. Okay. However, a rumor, it's not quite edus, meaning it's not quite testimony that can fit into court, but it's not treated as nothing. It's somewhere in between the two, meaning we're concerned at some truth to the rumor that's going around. But at the same time, we know it doesn't have the same legal weight, for instance, as Shnei Edim. Because if a kol did, it would be a very, very difficult legal system. Okay, so what's the case? So let's say we'll use Chashmon as the example. In Chashmon Im, the rumor goes around that Rivka is married to that guy, okay, to Yaakov. Okay, harezo becheskas mikudeshes. So there's a chazaka here. We assume that we say there is some reality to the kedushin. Afal pi she'ein shom raya brura. Even though there's no actual proof, so to speak, there's no clear cut evidence. Nonetheless, we treat a kol very, very seriously. That is going to be qualified though. The chol kol shelo hukzaka based in ein choshesh shelo. Right, but if there is no if this kol cannot be substantiated in Beis Din, then we don't listen to it. So again, a kol doesn't have the same weight as Eitim, but it does require some type of judicial verification to be legitimate. So how does that work? Okay, the ketzad who a kol should tuchzak zu bo shim kudeshes. Okay, so how would it work? What would the case be where a kol goes out and now we say there's a chazak of kedushin? Okay. Kagon Shabo Shnayim. Okay, so two men come to Beis Din, Ve'idu, and what do they say? Shiro Haneros Dolkos Umitos Motzos Uvene Adam Nichnasim Vyotzim Vinashim Smechos La Ve'omros Niskacha Plonis Hayom Niskacha Plonis Hayom. Okay, so this seems pretty reasonable. Two men or two witnesses show up to court, and what do they say? They say, listen, we passed by this person's house, and there were candles lit, and the beds were made up, and there were lots of people coming in and out, and all the women were happy. And what they were celebrating, they were screaming out, was Rivka got married today. Rivka married Yaakov today. Rivka married Yaakov today. Okay. In that situation, so we can say it's pretty reasonable to assume that there was a wedding that took place. Again, they didn't see the actual kedushin. It's just that there's enough evidence pointing towards a kedushin that's taken place. Now, Shamu Osan Omros Plonus Tiskade Shayom in Choshen La. But if the witnesses say, listen, we heard in this same exact party, okay, celebration, music, whatever. But what are the people they're saying? They're saying that she's getting married today. She's going to be married today. Not that the marriage took place. Then we don't pay any attention to it. It's not considered anything in, it has no judicial weight and therefore no halachic status. Sheman nizdamnu lekadesh v'lo niskacha. Because what's possible is that she's going to go, engage in kedushin, but she hasn't yet. Ad sheyishmu sheniskacha. So the witnesses would have to hear that she actually was married. Okay, meaning in the party. V'chein, so too, im ba shnayim, let's say two witnesses come along, v'amru ra'inu kumo simchas erusin v'shamanu havara v'shamanu miploni, sheshama miploni sheniskacha plonis pifnei ploni uploni. Okay, v'halchu lahem ha'idam b'din acheres omesu. Okay, so what's this case? So two witnesses come along, and they say, we see an erusin. Erusin, we've been using the word kedushin the entire time. If you remember, the Rambam says kedushin and erusin are very similar. Best way to describe erusin is that there's already been a step in the process of marriage, meaning she's now usher to all the men. but they haven't consummated the marriage yet, which is nisuin. So he went by and he saw the Simchas Erison, okay, wonderful celebration and joy and people celebrating. But here's the thing. They saw the Simchas Erison, and then they heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from a guy, so to speak, there was a wedding that took place in front of these witnesses, okay, and that these witnesses went to another country or they were dead. Harizah Kol, right? Shemachzis Osa Mekudesha. So this is also enough of a call to say that she's married. So, and what makes this a little bit different is that they saw Simchas Erison, so meaning that she's not officially married to the guy yet, meaning that there was no consummation of the marriage, but they heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone, meaning through the grapevine, so to speak, that there was a wedding. So this would be the other way, or there was a kedushin. So this is the other way that a kol is taken seriously in halacha. Okay. Lachav dimel, chav gimel, bamedvar amurim. So of course, what is the qualifications for this case? Shelo haisasham ismala. Excuse me, amasla, excuse me. What's an amasla? Amasla means basically something, it's like that which could break a kol. Okay. A kol is some type of a rumor. An asmala is a mechanism that goes ahead and questions, challenges the claim, the authenticity of the kol. Alright. Aval im haisasham asmala, vishamu asmala kishashamu shiniskatsha lo huksaka mikudesha. So, you'll see the examples of asmala in a second, but basically the rule of thumb is that if there's a kol, okay, and at the same time that the kol takes place, the asmala comes out as well, meaning they hear an asmala and they hear the kol that she's married, then we say it's not considered a good kiddushin. Okay, so the chazaka that a kol would produce is destroyed if there's an asmala. So Kate said he asmala. So what's an example? How does an asmala work? Plonis niskatsha al tanai. Okay, o kiddushi suffik lo huksaka. Okay, so one example of an asmala is that if the kol goes out that so-and-so was married with a tanai, okay, with a tanai, and a tanai was in place, or a kiddushin besafik, okay, then the kol is worthless, okay, because now you have a doubt already. In other words, you have the kol, which itself is sort of a safik, and then within the kol, you have a question mark. Ella sholin osa v'somchen al devrea. Rather, what do? We ask her for what happened. We trust her. So now, because basically we have no proof, and we don't have a strong call, and because we don't have a strong call, that's what the asmala does, and that's why there would be no cheskas kedushin by the call. Now, lachav dalid, yatzalea kol shiniskachel ploni. Okay. Now, let's say the rumor goes out, the call is in chashmanim that she's married to this particular guy. Ula'achar yomim amru asmala. But after like 5 days go by, then an asmala comes out that basically challenges the claim of the kol. Im marin hadvarim lebezdin shehu kain. So let's say that when you go to Bezdin, it turns out the asmala is legit. Okay. Somchen al asmala v'lo tuchzach mukadesha. So then Bezdin accepts if it's considered by Bezdin to be an acceptable asmala. So then the kol doesn't work. Vimlav, if that's not the case, but if it's not the case, since the asmala was not heard at the time of the kiddushin, then we don't pay attention to the asmala. So for the asmala to be an appropriate challenge, for the amasla to be an appropriate challenge to the kol, it must take place at the same time. If it doesn't take place at the same time, then we have to figure out through some legal process whether the amasla was legitimate or not. Allah Ghafe, Maisa, okay, this is from the Gemara, Maisa ba'achash yatzale akol sheniskatcha levno shalploni. So there was an unfortunate story where a call went out that so-and-so was married to the son of so-and-so, okay. Ulachar zman shalul aviv, and after a period of time went by, they asked the father of the husband, v'almar al tanai kach niskatcha lo, okay, v'lo niskayim al tanai. They asked the father, and he said, no. There was supposed to be a tanai that took place in order for the wedding for the kiddushin to work, and that the tanai never was fulfilled. Below samchu chachamim al dvarav, right? And it's interesting. The chachamim did not trust what the father had to say. Ela amru harezu safek mikudeshes. Rather, what do they conclude? This is a safek kiddushin ukeilu ein sham amasla, and it's as if there was no amasla whatsoever. Okay, so here you have an interesting situation where the father made this claim that introduced an amasla into the situation, and yet the chachamim rejected the amasla. Halach chavav, now yatzalei akol shehim yukudeshes leponi. Okay, now what? A similar case again. A kol goes out that she's married to that guy, uba sheni, but another guy comes along, v'kitcha bifneinu, right? And what is? And he goes ahead and is mekadesher. Bodkin al kiddusha rishon shein b'kol. So we check into. We want to see, is there any truth to the kol, right, of the first kiddushin? Imbo edim beraya berura shimukudeshas l'rishon. So if you have witnesses that you're able to dig up that can definitely say, with certainty, so to speak, that she's married to the first guy, ain't kedusha sheni klom. So then the second guy coming along and doing an act of kedushin is worthless. Ve'im la, but if you can't dig up those witnesses, megarish rishon, right? She kedushav bekol. So then the first guy would actually have to give her a get because there was a kedushin there bekol. It was a rumor-based kedushin. Ve'nosa sheni, she kedusha vaday. And she's allowed to go ahead and marry the second one because it's a true kedushin. Ve'im girash sheni, but let's say the second one, the second man divorces her. Lo yichno sarishon. The first one should not go ahead and consummate the marriage. Shema yomru hechzer grushasa mina erisin achar shenis arsel acher. Because what can happen? People might say, well, he remarried the woman that he divorced after marrying her. Okay, after she already been mikadesh to another man. So we don't want that to be able to get out. Halacha chav zayin. Yatza lea kol, shehi mekudesh es leponi. Again, similar case, a kol goes out, that she is mekudash to this guy. V'yatza kol acher kamoso, shehi mekudesh es acher. But let's say at the same time, another rumor goes out, and that rumor, or report that goes out, says she's married to a different guy. Echad kosev get, v'echad kones, bein rishon bein achron. So they have a choice. One can write a get, the other one can marry her, and they can work it among themselves, whether who wants to do what. Halacha chav ches, okay. Makom shenagu lishloach sivlonos la'arusa achar shetisares. Okay, so it was a common practice, which is still existing today, that people would send presents, gifts, okay, to the chasan, okay, after he does erisin. Now remember, erisin, in those days, what happened with erisin was, there was which we'll get to in the next parak, what actually happens with erisin, but as a preview, with erisin, what happens is that there's a few brachas that are said, like what we do under the chuppah, and then after the bracha, so now the kedushin's done, and now she's usher to all other men. But, right, there was a long, well, I shouldn't say how long, but there was a period of time between the erisin slash kedushin and the nisun, which is the consummation of the marriage, the sexual relations. There was a period of time between the two. Could have been months. So here, what he's talking about is that people used to send presents, gifts, wedding gifts, right? Or would say part one of the wedding gifts. They would send it to the chasan, okay? Ubo edim shiro sivlonos huvlula, okay? And what happens? Witnesses come along and they see that these gifts are being brought to, let's say, a woman, all right? La, okay? Choshen la, that woman we suspect shema niskacha. We assume that there's been some type of kiddushin here, which we could get. So even the delivery of presents to the future chasan and kala, so to speak, can produce a kol of kiddushin, which we could get misafek. And therefore, if they wanted to not be married, they would need to get misafek. Afapisha rovan sheir emishak and elakoda erison. Even though most people don't send gifts, only before the erison. Since there was some idea of sending gifts after the erison, that's enough of an indication it might have been a wedding. But let's say you're in a makom where everybody in that city always sends presents prior to the erison, and then the kiddushin takes place. And they claim they saw gifts there. There's no merit to the kol, and the kol will never go out. Okay. Halacha chavtes. Okay. Hochzak shtark suvasa. Okay. All this that he's been talking about. Okay, is what it called? Excuse me. All that he's going to be talking about has to do with a case where there's an actual shtark suba that has been written for a specific woman. In derech mixas anshe makom shemakachin v'achra kosven choshen la. Okay, so if the normal minag is that some people, if the minag of some people, right, is in that place, obviously, is to do the kiddushin first and then write the ksuba. Okay, then we would say if a kol went out, choshen la. We say there's a chashash. V'afapish ain't shem sofer. Even if there's no sofer who lives in the town, ain't omrim shema mibnei sofer shematza hekdim akasa. We would never say that. Listen, there was no sofer there, so what we assume the guy did? He went ahead and found the sofer so he could write the ksuva first. We don't say that. V'imderek kol anshei makom shekosu na ksuva kodem kedushin. But if you're in an area where everybody writes the ksuva prior to the kedushin, ain't choshen la. Then we never say there's any substantiation to the kol that went out. Allah Alamid, Shnayim Omrim Rainuha Shiniskatcha Biamploni, Ushnayim Omrin Lo Rainuha Afapish Omrin Lo Rainuha. So what happened? So you have a machlokus between witnesses. Okay? A bunch of two witnesses say that we saw her get married on this day, and two witnesses say, we never saw that take place. Okay, we did not see this take place. Afapisha Kulam Shochnim Bachatzar Achas, even though, let's say, they're all people who live in the same chatzar. Okay? Harezev Mikudeshes, right? She'ein lo reunoha raya shederach am lekadesh betzina, right? The reason why is that, unfortunately, well, it depends if they want to be married. But anyway, the witnesses who claim they didn't see, they don't have anything to buttress their claim. Why? Because it's very normal for a man and woman to get married privately, okay, in the privacy of their home. I know it's not very common today, but according to the Rambam, that was a very common thing. Halacha Lamed Aleph, okay, Amar Eid Echad Mikudeshesi, V'yomeres lo niskadashti, harezi muteres. Okay, so if one witness comes along and says, she's married, and she says, I don't know what you're talking about, she's muted everybody. Okay? Echad omer mikudeshes, echad omer ena mikudeshes. Let's say one witness says she was married, and one witness says she wasn't. Lo tinase, so she shouldn't get married. Vim nises lo teise, sharehi omeres lo niskadashti. Okay? But she really should marry someone else. But if she did, okay, she could stay married to the guy. Because she can always say that her claim of saying she wasn't married is still somewhat accepted. Meaning it's accepted enough that she wouldn't have to divorce some guy that she married. Amra mikudeshes ani. Let's say she says, I'm married to someone else. Ulachar zman amda v'kitsha atzma. So what happened? She went ahead and accepted kedushin from someone else later on. Or she just accepts kedushin later on. Im nasna amasla lidvareya. If there's some way to, again, to challenge the claim that's gone out. The Amran, she says, and what does she say? She says, listen, I only said before, I had some excuse for why I said before that I was Mikudesh to the guy. And we see substance to her claim. Then she'd be Murta to the second guy. So we give some credence to her claim in this situation. However, right? Let's say there's nothing to challenge the claim. Oh, she nasna ve'eba mamish, or she says it, she gives something and there's no truth to it whatsoever. Harezu asura. Then she's asur. The kiddushay sheni kiddushay safek. And then the second kiddushin becomes a kiddushin besafek. Lefikach. Nosan la get. Therefore she requires a get. Vetia asura love. And now she's asur to that guy. Ve'alakol achiyavo arusa. And she's forbidden to marry anyone until the first guy comes along and actually goes through the act of kiddushin. Ve'chein aisha shabas. Right. Let's say a woman comes along to she moves to a new town. V'amar eishes ish ani, and she says I'm married. V'chazar v'amar penuya ani, and she says later on no. It turns out I'm not married. Im nasna amasla l'dvareya. Right. If there's some way we can contradict her statement, v'eit v'reya mamish, and we can back up what she's saying with some evidence. Harezu net menes. Then she would consider it to be trusted, changing her mind so to speak from being a married woman to a penuya. Okay. Let's start Perek Yud. We can start through a couple of lachas here. Perek Yud, Lach Aleph. Now we're going to get into Erusin. Okay, we've talked about Erusin before. And remember those terms, Erusin and Kedushin, are very similar. Whereas Kedushin really refers to the actual act of giving, let's say, as we've seen along, the object to the woman. Arusa is a little bit different, the context of it, as you'll see right from the beginning. So the Rambam says, Lach Aleph, Harusa Asura Labala Medivri Serfim Kolzman Shiva Vesavia. Okay, so once the Erusin takes place, which we'll see how that works soon, once the Erusin takes place, she's usher to her husband, okay, Midurabanan, as long as she's living in her father's house. V'haba al arusasa mi'beis chamav makanas o makas mardus. And anyone, if the husband goes ahead and has sexual relations with his future wife in his father-in-law's house, he gets a rabbinical makas. V'afilu im kitsha bebia, okay, even if he goes ahead and has sexual relations with her, which consummates which remember is a type of kedushin, asalo lavo alea biyashnia bebeis avia. He still can't go back and have sexual relations with her again while they're still living in her father's house. Ach yavi oso lesoch beso, until he brings her into his home, v'yisyachet ima, and they have yichud together, v'yafishenolo, right? And then by doing so, now, in a sense, she becomes exclusive. V'yichud zeh, right? This yichud, this act of yichud, hu hanikra knisa l'chuppah. This is what's called the bringing into the chuppah. Now, you should be aware, in one of the largest, most fantastic errors made in language is chuppah. Chuppah is not the pole thingy with the, what do you call it, with the canopy on top. Or in every single wedding, the term chuppah that is used is not referring to the right thing. All right. That is a canopy that you get married under. Chuppah refers to, in today's world, the yichud room. All right. That's Knisa l'chuppah. Now, really, Knisa l'chuppah was really bringing her to the Baal's home. Okay. That's the actual Knisa l'chuppah. But even in today's world, where the way weddings are done today, where Erusin and Kiddushin and Isun all, so to speak, are flow one to the other, Knisa l'chuppah refers to going to the yichud room. V'hua nikra nisuin b'chol makom. And that's what's considered to be nisuin. V'halba al rosaso l'shem nisuin, acha shekitcha, right? Mashira ba kina, right? V'nasas nisua, right? Yisho l'chol davar. So, once he goes ahead and has sexual relations with her, which is really l'shem nisuin, which means now they are married, okay? The marriage is consummated at the beginning of sexual relations. And at the moment that starts taking place, now she's considered to be his wife in every single possible way. Okay, halacha beis kima shenichnas harusa lechuppah. Once the arusa is brought in, so to speak, to the chuppah, harizu mutaris lo lavo aleha b'chol eshi yitze. So now she's permitted to him sexually in any time that he wishes. Verehi ishto gemura lechol davar, and therefore she is married to him in every possible way. Umeshetikanes lechuppah nikres nisua. Once she enters into the chuppah, she's considered defined now as nisua. Afapi shalom nivala, even if they haven't had sexual relations yet. V'hu shetia ru'uya labi'ila, as long as she's able to have bia. Avaimai son nida, and this is called today a chuppas nida, if she is menstruating. Afapi shenichnasa l'chuppah, even though she went ahead and moved into his house, so to speak. V'nis yachirima, and they had yichud. Lo gamru ha'nisuan, the nisuan hasn't complete. V'ari karusa dayan, and she's still considered rusa. So until the actual Maisa Bia takes place, she's still considered in that state. So we'll end off with Halacha Gimel. It's a little bit long, but we can skip through it, we can fly through it pretty quickly because everyone's familiar with this. And we'll do Halacha Dalet also. Vitzarach Levarach Birchas Chasanim, Bebesa Chasan Kodem Anisuin. So you have to make what's called Birchas Chasanim, okay? It's not always called that today. You make Birchas Chasanim in the house of the Chasan prior to the consummation of the marriage, okay? And what are these? V'hein sheish brachos, v'ilahein. We all know these brachos. The first one is Shakol Bar Lichvodo, Yotzer Adam, Asher Yotzer Asan de Betzalmo, Betzalmo Bus Tamiso, da da da. Sos Tosses, V'tagel Akara, Sameach de Sameach Ra'im, Ahuvim. And then you have the last one, Asher Bar Sosam Zimcha, which everyone loves to sing. These are the, and it ends up by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Sameach Chasani Makala. So we all know these. These are the brachos that are required to say, prior to the Nisuin. Again, at the wedding, that would be after Harei HaMekudesh Asli. These brachos then recited. Now, one second, aren't they called Sheva brachos? Okay, so as the Rambam explains in Halacha Daled, V'im Haya Shem Yayin, Mevin Kol Shel Yayin and Mevarach Al Yayin, Tchila. Okay, so if there is a cup of wine available, and it's important to emphasize this, Birchas Chasanim was not Koveya necessarily on Yayin. It wasn't that you must say the brachos on Yayin. Rather, if you happen to have wine, do it. Mevarach al yayin tchila, right? You make the bracha on al gefen first, and then umusadas kula on al kos, and then you say the rest of the brachos. V'nimsa mevarach shever brachos. So that's where shever brachos comes from. But it's important to realize that it's really sheish brachos plus, if you want to include wine. V'yesh mekomo shenagu lahavi hadasi mayayin. And in some places, which is still done today, they would bring a hadas with the wine. Mevarach al hadas, achar yayin, v'achar mevarach hashay. So what would you do? You make a guffin, and then make a bracha on the hadas, and then go ahead and make the final six brachas. And finally, lachahay, v'ein mevarach in birchas chasanim. You don't make these birchas chasanim, these sheva brachas, ela ba'asara gedolim, only with 10 adults, u'b'nei chorin v'chasim in a minyan, right? And of course, they have to be free. And the chasim is included as one of the 10.